First Up. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, the 7th of July. I hope you're well. Coming up,
he'll also meet the Parliament's President, Roberta Metsola, and they'll hold a joint press conference later.
Taoiseach to give major address at European Parliament in Strasbourg today, and fires continue to rage in southern France with 10,000 people evacuated. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Taoiseach will address the EU Parliament in Strasbourg today. Micheál Martin is to use the opportunity to outline the government's priorities for the EU presidency. News Talk's Ellen Butler has more.
The Taoiseach will come before the plenary meeting of the European Parliament today, setting out Ireland's stall for the presidency of the EU Council over the next 6 months. Political group leaders and MEPs will also have the opportunity to respond. Micheál Martin is set to highlight the Irish government's intention to enhance the competitiveness of our economy, safeguard the values of the EU at home and abroad, and provide for the security of European citizens. He'll also meet the Parliament's President, Roberta Metsola, and they'll hold a joint press conference later. Ellen Butler in Strasbourg.
A man in his 30s has been arrested as Gardaí investigate the death of a 39-year-old man in a gun attack in Dunleary. The suspect is being detained at a Dublin Garda station and can be held for 72 hours following Sunday's shooting at Patrician Park in the Kill Avenue area. Gardaí are continuing to appeal for witnesses. The government says €210 million euro will be spent this year on improving and maintaining social housing. The issue is being examined by the Oireachtas Housing Committee today. Daniel Pitcher reports.
More than €1 billion euro has been invested in maintaining and improving Ireland's social housing stock since 2013, with a further €210 million euro earmarked for this year. Those figures will be highlighted at the Oireachtas Housing Committee today, where officials from the Department of Housing, the County and City Management Association and the Irish Council for Social Housing will appear before TDs and senators. They'll discuss the condition of council homes, progress on stock condition surveys and the move towards planned maintenance to reduce costly repairs and improve standards for tenants.
Cannabis worth almost €1.7 million has been seized during an operation by Gardaí and Revenue in Cork. One man has been arrested following the intelligence-led raid. Tina Gates has more.
More than 83 kilos of herbal cannabis with an estimated street value of €1.67 million was recovered during the operation involving the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, Cork City Divisional Drugs Unit and Revenue Customs Officers. A man in his 30s was arrested and is being questioned under drug trafficking legislation at a Garda station in County Cork. The seized cannabis will now be examined by Forensic Science Ireland while Garda investigations continue.
A woman who risked her own life to protect children during the Parnell Square stabbing attack is to receive a civic honour from Dublin City Council. Councillors have agreed to formally recognise the courage of Leanne Flynn, who spent a month in hospital after being stabbed while trying to shield children during the November 2023 attack. Sinn Féin Councillor Di Doolan says the Lord Mayor will host an event in her honour this autumn.
She was stabbed herself, was in hospital for a month, had to undergo two emergency surgeries. But thankfully, she came through it all. And I think it will be right and proper for this city to honour that woman's bravery and her courage. And we also remember there was terrible violence in the aftermath and riots. But it was her bravery and her courage gave us all a ray of hope, a ray of light in those dark days that followed that terrible stabbing.
The Irish Cancer Society is calling on the government to make cancer care a priority in the budget. In its pre-budget submission, the charity is seeking major investment in hospital infrastructure, while also calling for €20 million to be ring-fenced for the next national cancer strategy. It says the health service must prepare now for a growing number of cancer diagnoses, warning demand will continue to rise over the next decade. Irish Cancer Society CEO Nikki Gallagher outlines what the investment would go towards.
So we do want a realistic approach to capital planning and infrastructure, and that's everything from upgrading the current radiotherapy machines to providing new CT and MRI machines. We want to alleviate the financial hardship that cancer diagnosis brings, and that's everything from, you know, paying car parking charges in hospitals and then cancer patients not having automatic access to medical cards.
Warnings of heat, stress and dehydration have been issued as more hot weather conditions are expected this week. Met Éireann has issued a weather advisory for tomorrow, which will last until next Tuesday. Parts of the country could see high temperatures of 30 degrees, but these people don't mind too much.
I'm happy enough with kind of the temperature as it is. 2023 will be fine. Obviously, if it goes up to 27 or whatever, I can't do anything about it, but I'll enjoy it.
We can do without the rain. We get enough of that all the rest of the year. It could be a bit warmer. I mean, in England, it's, what, 35? If it gets up to 25 here, we're very lucky. The rain, go away.
Meanwhile, the European Parliament is sending specialist aircraft and more than 100 firefighters to southern France as crews battle a major wildfire. Around 10,000 people have been evacuated near the Spanish border, where the blaze has destroyed more than 46 square kilometres of forest. Strong winds are continuing to fuel the fire, making efforts to bring it under control more difficult. Britain's Prince Harry will find out today if he's won a UK High Court case against the Daily Mail's publisher. The 11-week trial also heard claims from other celebrities, including Elton John and his husband David Furnish, against Associated Newspapers Limited. It denies unlawful information gathering, including alleged voicemail interception, landline tapping and deception. And in sport, all three co-hosts are now out of the World Cup after the USA were hammered 4-1 by Belgium in the last 16. Balogun failed to score in Seattle after his one-match ban for an earlier red card was suspended following an intervention by President Trump. Belgium will face European champion Spain, who defeated Portugal 1-0 in the quarterfinals. Lionel Messi's Argentina or Mo Salah's Egypt will join them later. Switzerland and Colombia play the tournament's final last 16 tie. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.